Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
I want to. I am very curious about a conversation that we had off the radio this morning, but I don't know how to get into it.
Oh no!
Is it the one I brought up?
It's like, oh god.
Yes and no. About? It has to do with dudes sending pictures of their junk.
Yeah.
That part of the conversation, but I'm not sure how to get into it. Because I'm really curious. We got into a conversation here, and then some of the interns started getting into it also, and we were talking about, like, dudes that send pictures of their junk, not necessarily to, like, their wives or girlfriends, but dudes that just, is it randomly send out?
Yeah, randomly. If they're dating somebody or want to date somebody, they already have these, you know, pre-approved pictures, that these photo shoots they've done of themselves. And send it to girls.
But I am surprised at the, because I think the conversation that was most revealing, so to speak, was the guys that will send it to a girl he's not dated. He hasn't gone out on one date with, and he's going to send his junk pic to her.
Well, if he wants to show it off.
Yeah, if it's a selling point.
That's
yeah,
like as creepy it as it gets, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's just
why would you send a naked picture of yourself to somebody that you've never even met before?
It's a selling point.
What we were talking about and what some of the interns chimed in on is that the guys their age think it's funny. Like, they think it's cool and think it's funny. So, like, our perspective on it is very different than a younger perspective on it, because I think it's gross and why would you do that? But
so we need
it to, seems to be much more commonplace than we would know.
So we need to find, like, a 22 or a 23-year-old dude right now that, and we'll put you on the voice disguiser, the creep disguiser. So,
the creep.
Because
it yeah, does why, seem, why would you send it to somebody? Because, yeah, I knew guys.
I don't know where I'm really going with this, except I think that I am fascinated that dudes have pictures on their phone right now of their junk ready to send out.
Ready
like,
to
if
go.
You're, if Whoever. You're a guy, if you're like 22, 23, or it doesn't matter your age, if you have pictures of your own junk on your phone right now and you're ready to send it out when need be, give us a call right now because I'm very interested in it.
Send those to Bert at thebertshow.com.
We'll change your name and we just want to talk to you about why you have them.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378.
I think it's new technology because I knew guys in school that took, they had pictures of their junk. They had pictures, but they had like physical pictures,
actual developed
pictures of their junk. That if they got drunk, they'd pull them out and show. I mean, not pull
like
that out. They'd pull
wallet?
The pictures out and they'd show it.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're there in person, just take it out. Why are you pulling out a photograph?
You got the lighting is better.
Calculating it. The right angle.
Men have been. You know what? Even the cavemen probably sketched pictures of their penises on the wall. I mean, it's
about as creepy as a guy called, "Hey, Wendy, come over here." And then she said, I want to show you something.
Well, I won't go into detail what I mean.
And then he pulls out a photograph of his own junk.
It was a photograph of his junk, and it involved Krispy Kreme donuts, and that's all I'll say. And he was showing off. I'm not lying.
No,
who's
I'm
not
the,
lying.
Who's the most popular guy at a nudist camp?
It's disgusting.
The guy who can carry two cups of coffee and a dozen donuts at the same time.
It's only
I don't get it.
We're only laughing at you laughing. You're not laughing at your joke.
What are you laughing at?
You laughing at yourself.
Melissa.
The image.
Ah, thanks.
Guys are cowards. Hardly any guys calling up to confess to us that you have pictures of your junk on your phone ready to send out at any time.
Well,
anytime.
Women have the proof.
Yeah, I got plenty of women calling up saying that, they've received a whole bunch of them, but I want to talk to the dudes that have them ready to go right now.
And while we're getting those phone calls, I mean, it's like even with everything, man, just like for you to see it, because we were, remember in here, we were doing what, chat roulette one time just to see what it was all about. And by
they
the
sit
third,
there and show it off.
Yeah, and there it is. Foop. There, yeah. You know, just sitting there with it right on the camera.
Maybe we need to get some.
I don't really think that it is a work of art. I really.
Oh, I disagree, my friend.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
My theory of the whole thing has always been like, you know, well, like God was, God had created everything. And then like at 11:58 on Saturday night, he knew he was off in like two minutes. He's like, oh, damn it, I forgot to make a penis. And threw something together at the last minute. And it looks like what we have right now.
Mine is
because it doesn't look like anything that was designed very well.
Mine's a work of art like Salvador Dali. All disproportionate.
Lots of colors.
It looks like it's melting. Is it like
no? Yeah. I don't want
one giant enormous testicle, and then a tiny, 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 tiny one.
It just kind of it's like a melting off the side of the table.
Yeah. Gross.
Good morning, Sean. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
What's going on, guys?
You tell us, dude. You're on the voice disguiser.
I don't need to be. It don't matter.
Okay.
No, I used to do it a lot, just as friends and stuff. I didn't really send it to people I hadn't been with, but girls I dated and stuff and been with, I'd show them pictures and stuff before I'd been with them. But it was I wasn't sending it out, and it wasn't on the internet or anything. But I don't know, it was just funny. I would do different stuff like puppets and put a little hat on them or, you know, stuff like that. It was just funny.
Hey, now Melissa's got a problem because we haven't yet reached Labor Day and you're celebrating Halloween.
With the costume,
dressing your little guy up in costume.
Dressing your little man up.
Mm-hmm. Look,
oh my
it's
this
Brainy
really
Smurf.
Awful. It's hysterical.
Guys, we just don't evolve after like the seventh grade.
And you have way and further
penis toting seventh graders.
Yeah, and it further indicates you have way too much time on your hands. I mean, surfing YouTube and putting puppet heads, you know, on your penis,
making
just,
shapes.
Hey,
really?
Bert, what do you want to do this afternoon?
Do some laundry or something.
How do you get paid more than we do? I don't understand.
Bert, you want to auto tune a Mel Gibson rant or dress our penises up and take pictures of them with our camera phones? What do you want to do?
Save that.
Billy, you are on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
Hey, I keep mine on my phone all the time.
I do.
I've been told over time this is a beautiful thing, so, you know, I just keep it on there. Somebody asked it, like, you know, I've heard about you, so I was like, yeah, I can show you.
What do you mean people will say that they've heard of you? Like, you're just walking down the street and someone's like,
I deal in a tight circle of people, and, you know, sometimes I meet your business with pleasure, and people talk on occasion.
Sometimes a man's reputation precedes him.
Have you ever had a situation where a woman comes up to you and says, hey, I've heard about you, and then you show her a picture of your penis, and she goes, no, I meant that you owe my friend Sally $30. And then you're all embarrassed because now there you are with a picture of your penis in your hand, and you just needed to come up with $3.10.
No, I mean, a lot of women be like, no, I don't want to see it. But, you know, there are those few select few that just like to look at.
See, so, if I was a dude, if I wasn't blessed, so to speak, then I would, you know, manipulate it to where I had another picture on my phone and be like, oh, here. There
is
you
what
go.
It looks like.
And have a reputation that I don't even deserve.
Yeah, what I would do is I would have Billy send me his penis so I could send it out like it was mine.
Yeah, exactly. And that way, people are like, oh, you're the one.
So who do you? Okay. How many pictures of your own penis do you have on your on your phone?
I don't know. Probably about five or six.
Five or six.
Did you ever think you'd ask that question?
That's funny.
For whatever reason, the name Billy isn't the name of a person with a good penis.
Apparently it is. All right, now dudes are starting to warm up.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, thanks.
Hey, Patrick, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Well, on my phone, I actually have like a picture folder of like, you know, just pictures I take of myself. And, you know, once or twice a week, I'll send it out to one of my female friends. And 9 times out of 10, I'll get a response back with a picture or, you know, nice pose or take another one. So I guess it's just my personality. And, you know,
no.
I'm 32 years old. So it's not like I'm 23 years old.
Right.
I'm 32 years old doing this. And, you know, it works for me.
All right, let's lock you in here for a second.
I'm going to try this later with Brittany.
So you are sending your junk out to women that haven't requested it?
Yeah, they haven't requested it. I mean, they're friends of mine, and, you know, either, you know, I met him at a club or, you know, longtime friends or something like that. But, you know, they're female friends of mine and, you know, they're on my phone and in the morning would send a picture out.
Hey.
Like, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of sending it to your friends?
Just to get a rise or reaction out of them and see what they'll send back.
And do you ever, I'm assuming that most of the messages back are, you're a pig, put that thing away, or are they like open to it?
No, I mean, it's my personality, you know, they know I'm jokey and, you know, and they're just used to me like sending out like, you know, random pictures like that. And it'll come back and be like, that looks nice, or what's got you so excited? Or, you know, I get responses back like that. I never get rude responses back.
Melissa, can you role play? will you role play your response? If like later today you look at your phone and there is a picture of
your penis?
No, not me.
You already have one of those.
Johnny O sends me a picture of his penis.
Yes. Can you role play your response?
Well, you know what? His personality is such a great one that I'd be like, oh, Johnny, that, oh, you such a kidder.
And what would you send back to him?
I hope that guys know that your friends are showing it to all of their friends, too, by the way.
And it doesn't matter if it's a good picture or a bad picture, it's being shared.
And it'll be shared even more if it's really bad.
It's being shared over girls' nights. Glasses of wine.
Are we
going to
do that? Are we going to do that thing that we talked about where people send their pictures to Jen and then she decides whether or not you should be sending it out?
What do you mean?
Like penis hot or not?
No thanks.
One more here. Good morning.
I could go without that.
Sandra, you're on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
Yeah. Me and one of my close friends, we actually compete to see how many pictures we can get of random guys' penises and sometimes even video.
Guys are not pieces of meat.
Well, in this case, they
well,
are.
Well, you know what? We're going to flip the script here.
So on any given night when you guys go out, you will have a competition to see who can get the most junk shots?
Yes.
And what is the record to beat at this point?
Actually, I don't know. I have probably approximately, I have 5 videos. And I'd say 20-something photos.
20-something photos of random dudes jump.
Is there any way for you to say what happens in the video?
Oh, no.
Do we really?
No.
That's
dangerous. That's
not. We had a
danger!
Guy saying he dressed it up like puppets, so I'm wondering if it's like...
It's hard to imagine. Okay.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Right.
We're part of the same gender and the same species, and I don't understand it.
Wow. Yeah, I would not be pleased if that showed up on my phone.
Especially your phone.
Especially my phone. But I mean, yeah, I'd be so shocked and cannot understand why they thought that was funny.
There is somebody in Nashville listening to us for the very first time right now.
And that's the first conversation.
Hey, Nashville!
And the very last time right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Burt Show staff member Josh in here for a second.
Is this his at-mic music?
Oh, no.
Poor Josh, man. No. So here's the scene, okay? Today at the radio station.
Do tell, Bert.
Poor thing, man. I mean, we all get here before Atlanta time, 5:30 in the morning. So 5:15, 5:10, what have you, right? Pitch dark outside. Nobody on the roads, right? We get into the parking lot this morning, and there are two police officers with lights still on surrounding a red car.
Two? Why were there two?
Two police officers, right?
One needed backup because you're dangerous.
Look at you.
Hardened criminal.
And I have to confess.
Thanks, Melissa.
I have to confess.
There's a sparkle in your eye when you say that.
Well, I have to confess, when I pulled in and I saw the lights, I was like, oh my God. And then when I realized there wasn't, you know, it looked like it was somebody just pulled over, then I have to say I laughed. Because I thought it was somebody from, you know, a sister station here in the building that
we have a rock station here. And I think all of us sort of assumed that one of the interns got busted with weed or some meth.
I heard all these rumors.
Yeah.
So
an immigrant arrested out there? I heard all these.
Nobody knew. I mean, it was just sort of a random.
I figured it was Joanna. And they finally caught up with her.
So we all
She's
walk
from
in.
Uruguay.
Donde is your green card?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so we all walk in, and I don't think anybody in the studio knew who it was until Jen popped in, and she said, Josh is downstairs. He's the guy right now that's getting pulled over by the police officer.
Well, I text Jen because we communicate in the morning, but you don't really want to say you're pulled over in the parking lot, and when you pull in, you'll see me.
Yeah. So
I was hoping it would be over by the time most of the staff arrived.
So, this part would be finished, but yeah, I email Josh in the morning, usually, you know, sometime just before 5 o'clock, and he writes me back, and it's kind of our checks and balances, because at the hour that we get up and get going, like, you need somebody to make sure you're actually awake and out of bed and coming to work, so I didn't hear back from him, and so that's kind of my cue to either text him or call him and say, is everything all right, are you awake, or you know, so we don't miss each other's alarms. If he doesn't hear from me, he calls me, whatever. So so sure enough, he texts me back, and he said no, I'm getting a ticket, I'll be in as soon as I can. So I was like, okay. Well, Josh and I both live downtown. Takes us what, maybe 20 minutes,
sure,
25 minutes to
go
in
the
work.
Speed limit.
Yeah. And so I looked for him the whole way, and I didn't see him on the side of the road, and I was driving the speed limit because I was afraid there were cops out. Because he got a ticket, and so I was like looking around. No Josh, pull in the parking lot. Whoa! There's Josh. There's two tow trucks, two police officers.
Yeah,
it was like commotion, and I didn't know what was going on. Well, I'm like, wait, what is he getting a ticket for?
I made that left turn where you make to get into the parking lot, and there sometimes you have to turn right after you make the left turn to get into the parking lot because we're just on the corner, and there was a car tailing me, and I thought it was somebody from, like, who is tailing me? And then he turned his lights on, and as I pulled in the lot, and I went ahead and thought, well, I'll just go into this parking spot here. So I just
that's the worst feeling of all when you realize that it's a cop. Like, there's only one other car probably on the street that early in the morning, and I've done this before where you're like, what are the odds it's actually a cop? And it is, right?
Did you get pulled over for that light or for speeding?
For expired tags.
Oh, so he got behind you and saw, okay.
So what'd you do? Like, you knew, like, they were expired last week or something, so you just blew it off? You got busy for the week or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been expired for a little while.
How long?
How long's long?
You define that, Josh.
When's your birthday?
They're a couple of years old.
Like years? Two or three or four or one? What are we talking about?
And they're out of state.
Out of state, how many years?
A couple.
Two?
Two plus, yeah.
Two plus what?
Two plus what?
Two? Two plus-ish?
4 years you're driving around with expired tags?
Where's the respect for the radio troubadour? You know, he travels from state to state and he sometimes tags.
You've been here for half a decade, dude.
Well, I haven't been here that long.
So you have 4-year-old expired out-of-state tags?
From what state?
I've had them before somewhere in the Midwest. And I've had out-of-state expired tags. And usually what happens, I was actually looking through my things, and I have, no joke, 3 or 4 tickets over the years of expired tags, I guess.
For the same tag?
No, just over the years. I guess this is
the cop didn't see that.
Would he have like a scrapbook?
Problem.
You're flipping through, and there's a picture of you and the officer, both pointing at the license plate. You're holding up a calendar from like 1999 going, look at this 3-year expiration. Why don't you just go on vacation and buy some Aruba plates from a market in the Bahamas and throw them on there?
Well, usually, so you get the ticket, and then it's a $30 ticket. I've had the ticket in other cities that I've lived in before. And so then you go, okay, I have the ticket. You pay the ticket. You find out. It sort of motivates you to, well, this officer wasn't as, he was a little upset that I had
expired. He was intense, you said.
Yeah. Well, he told me a story about someone.
You have 4-year-old expired tags.
From a different state.
From a different state. Well, I can see where the cop would be a little upset.
Well, I have I have a valid license. I have insurance. I have all those things.
What state is your license in?
It's in Georgia. Okay. I'm all set. It's just about the tag.
I'm all set.
Look at everything else. I got my license.
Did you see the attitude of Jansen? What state's your license in? It's in Georgia, you freaking dumb question asker.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you guys coming down for me for this one little thing?
God, drama, diva cop, whatever.
Isn't there something kind of cool, though, about expired tags? Kind of,
No.
A little James Dean rebellious.
He was probably hoping that you were wasted and had expired tags.
Well, by the time I got down there to check if he was doing okay, after you told me he was, it was him.
Yeah.
The officer was looking through his car with a flashlight.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk in my car, so it looks, anytime suspicious. There's junk in a car, it looks suspicious, yeah. And I tried to...
Josh, you cracked me up.
Well, I tried to drop the Burt Show, too, but you didn't want to do it right off.
Trying to throw the radio card in there.
Yeah, well, you want...
That's why the other cop showed up.
No, so... Like, I let him go through. I didn't interrupt him. He kind of went through his thing, and he was very upset, and, he said the only person I had to blame was myself, and I had to look in the mirror on this one, is what he said.
Oh.
Because he impounded my car.
Why would you throw
it? I thought I would get a ticket and then sort of take care of it.
That's
and then
what's
I would
happened
be,
the past 3 times to you with the same tag, right?
What you should have done is, Josh, right, the key to throwing a radio show around is the radio show has to match the license plate. So you should have thrown out like Rockin' Teresa. Or whoever you were working with
4 years
in the Midwest.
Yeah. She'd been like, hey, what's up? I'm just driving here from the Rocket and Teresa show. And over there in Kansas.
And it took me 4 years to get here.
I actually traveled through time to get here to the Burt Show to bring them a great bit called Battle of the Sexes.
Well, and I did not want to bring disrepute to the Burt Show, so I just said the radio. Wanted to start the conversation. And he said he'd been on national news before, and he wasn't concerned. He'd been all over radio and television, and he'd seen it all. But I think by the end, when he wrote the ticket, in Bert, you came down and, used some of your charm on the officer.
Yeah, that worked.
he genuinely looked at me and said, I hope you have a better day. And he seemed sincere. So he was nice at the end of it. But
you
as he took away my car.
He was going to tell you, he told a story?
Oh, yeah. When he was serious, when he first pulled me over, he told a story about someone dying. It's not a pleasant story. And they didn't have expired tags. And so they couldn't trace the body.
Dramatic. Well, yeah.
It's a good thing I'm alive.
Well, and to give cops
I was nervous and shaking the whole time.
To give cops credit for this, at any time, any pullover is going to be weird, potentially, but especially at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times there's a bunch of drunks on the road. And so I'm sure that he was harsh in the beginning because he wasn't sure what he was getting into.
Now, I'm curious,
he was very gracious.
Because you're a married guy here. Is this something that you and your wife have talked about before? Is she going to be cool about it? Or is it her car and her responsibility to get the tags renewed? Or is this all on you?
Yeah, well, she's usually good about doing those sort of things, but yeah, this one she's been reminding me of for a while. But.
Oh boy, that'll be a fun conversation.
It's, you know, like I said, I've done it before, and so it was always something you got to ticket, and it was always, I don't know, I just always thought it was something, you know, it was kind of cool, kind of.
Wait, let's not
live
let's
it
not
on
go.
Edge.
Let's
it's
not kind totally of cool go past.
And rebellious.
Yeah, it's his form of rebellion.
Get a tattoo; it's cheaper.
Let's not totally go past the. Yeah, she's reminded me a couple of times about it. How many times has she reminded you about it?
Just lots. Yeah, I mean, every week, every couple of days, it's been a thing. she doesn't know
so
yet.
Now she's got bragging rights.
She doesn't know yet.
She's a nurse. She works down the road, and she'll get off about less than an hour, maybe an hour.
Oh no!
You want us to make that call for you just to make sure everything's okay?
So what are you going to do? Call her as she's ending her shift and say,
"Well, I texted her and said that I was, you know, pulled over and that I need to ride with her because I need to get the other car to go get the tags to get the car out." So she knows.
She doesn't know what for.
I don't know if she's read the text yet. She hasn't hollered back from me. Again, in actually about 40 minutes she should be getting
home. She may have read it. She might be bringing some blood and plasma to the radio station so when she beats you, she can just insert that and
will
fix
it,
you.
Will it soften the blow if we talk to her or would it make it worse? Like, would she think it was funnier or not so funny?
Well, I don't know.
It's not.
She's
not going to think this is very funny.
Well, it's a good that we should tell her why she's still at the hospital so that she can have the oxygen right there.
And the pills.
Know, right there.
Will you please let us call her in a little bit?
Yeah, I guess.
The crappy thing is, you know what you should look into?
Oh, poor Josh, thing. I just want to hug you.
He's the most
he
innocent.
He has 4 year expired tags. Jen's hugging him.
Oh, thanks for the hug.
Why are you enabling him?
He's so sweet.
What he needs is tough love
what
right now.
What are you doing, Jen? Rubbing his head for 4 year expired tags? And
Josh,
his wife reminding him?
You should
time?
Call. Before we get a hold of your wife, you should call because I remember... With mine, the cop who pulled, this happened to me years ago, same thing. I was not 4 years, but same thing. And the cop said, look, if you go get your car today, you don't have to pay all the crazy impound fees.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Just so you know, crazy impound fees are like $400, but what you do have to pay is still like $260. So we'll make sure you find that number out before you call your wife.
Before are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah. He did tell you which. He told you where it was impounded. I have had a situation before where I had to go find the car.
Just go parking lot.
Yeah.
That's tough love
alarm.
Right there by a cop. That's really tough love. You go find it. You messed up so bad, you go find it.
And it was a station vehicle.
Oh no.
I'll tell you where I'm going to impound your car, Josh. I'm going to impound it in Kansas in 2006.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
You're on The Bert Show.
Here is Tanya here. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. We may be talking high icky factor here.
Maybe.
Sounds kind of
let's just get all the details first.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Tanya, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I don't know. I sort of want to bury my face in the sand in some ways.
All right. Well, okay. let's help you do exactly that. So you want to date a guy that your stepmom used to date?
Oh, when you put it like that, it sounds really even worse than it is, I think. Oh, God, how can I say this? Can we pretend you didn't say that?
But is that not the truth?
But isn't that the truth?
Well, because when I say what I'm going to say, you're going to be grossed out. But we'll just have to get through that. I'm already dating a guy that my stepmom used to date.
Okay.
But we didn't know that. We didn't know that until, like, just a couple days ago.
All right, give us the history here.
Okay.
Give us the entire history.
The entire history from forever ago history?
Yeah, no, from when you were like 13 months old up until right now.
Yeah.
Where did you go to daycare?
No, just the whole history with your stepmom dating this guy, and then how that broke up, and then how you randomly ended up dating the same guy.
Well, they randomly ended up dating the same guy. It's just because we've only been on, we're scheduled for our fifth date tonight.
Oh, so you've only gone on a couple days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he just, he was on my Facebook. He saw a picture of my dad and my stepmom, and I tagged most of my photos, not all of them, but it was tagged. So he saw his ex-girlfriend, who's now my dad's wife.
Oh, nice.
On my Facebook.
Is she super younger than your dad?
Not super. She's like 12 years younger than my dad.
Okay.
But, and how much older than you is she?
10 years older than me.
Okay.
Okay, so 10 years older than you.
All right.
12 years than you. Okay.
So, and I don't even want to give him a name, but the guy that I am seeing now is just 5 years older than me. So she's 5 years older than him.
Right.
So it's not like a huge...
Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Age gap on that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But so he sees this picture on my Facebook, and then he called me, and he was like, that was pretty cool of him to call me and be like, hey, like, I feel like you should know this, like, I don't know if this is gonna be weird, like, let me know how you feel about it. And in that moment, I was just, I don't know, I was just sort of like, yeah, no, it's no big deal, it's like, not, nothing, like, whatever, it's fine, whatever. But then I thought about it, and part of it is that, okay, so I'm supposed to see him tonight, and then we've had scheduled since, like, last week that he's supposed to meet my dad and stepmom over brunch this Sunday, which is just sort of like everybody knows that that's going
to
happen.
Oh, make sure you sit him next to your dad because he'll have a lot to talk about.
Now, everybody knows what's going on, though. This is not hidden from the parents, or they don't have any idea yet.
Parents don't have any idea yet. And I just, okay, so now I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about sitting at a table with him and his ex, who's my stepmom, and my dad.
Whoa.
Mm-mm. How long did...
I don't know, like...
How long did he and your stepmom date?
Like a year.
And how long ago was it?
So they got intimate, is what you're getting at, Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering how worth it is. I'm sitting here going, is it really worth all this drama?
You can't. It's if you take the fact that you're dating him out of it, you wouldn't bring one of your stepmom's ex-boyfriends to dinner with your dad.
Yeah, you've only been on a couple dates with this dude. Is it really worth it?
No, it's not.
I mean, that's family drama, and she dated for a full year.
Unless you're like totally head over heels, like this is the man.
Really, really like him.
Good.
Yeah, but if he slept with her and she slept with your dad, it's kind of like you sleeping with your dad. Sorry, just going to say it. Just going to say it.
877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
There's a chance that your stepmom taught your boyfriend something that he will do to you.
Oh, damn, dude.
That's true, because she was the older woman.
Yeah,
right.
That she also taught your dad that he's doing to her.
Oh, that's true.
That's
a way to put that in perspective.
Awful.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, this is in such a new part of the relationship. Like, is it really worth the drama that you're about to create, like Melissa said? I mean, this relationship could deteriorate next week.
There's other guys out there.
Well, I don't know. I guess I've been single for a long time now, and I finally met someone that I really like, and then this happens, you know?
Yeah, well,
honey, I've been single for a long time. There is no way I am even touching anybody that my mom slept with.
And now it just sounds desperate, you know, like it's like he's a warm body, and it's unfortunate that this warm body is sort of attached to my stepmom, but
it's unfortunate circumstances too, because it sounds like a nice guy. He mm-hmm. gave you the heads up. He was honest and upfront with you, and all that stuff. I understand you want to give him credit for that, but it still is too weird, dude.
Here's Mike saying it's not a big deal.
No, of course not. Whatever.
Bird Show listener Mike, it's your turn.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that if she didn't know beforehand, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But when he said something, I guess it makes it a big deal. But I guess if she really likes the guy, she's just got to play it out.
Play it out?
If
she really likes the guy, she's got to go through with it and see how it works out. I mean, it's not really her fault, and it's not really her stepmom's fault. It's just a small world.
Does it change things if that wasn't her stepmom and it was her biological mom?
It would change things. It would definitely change things. Because then it's like dating her own stepfather.
No.
I mean, I'm just saying.
What is the matter with you, Mike?
Yeah,
sorry. I mean, but it is. That would definitely change things.
Yeah, because I don't see it that different. If your father's going to be married to this woman for the rest of their lives, and this is your stepmom forever, why? Why are you going to bring her ex-boyfriend home and then start that awkward? Because that's going to put a tension on you and your stepmom's relationship, surely.
And you're not really sure that you're totally digging on this guy. It's just, I mean, it's new.
Three dates?
And like you said, you haven't gone out with a dude in a long time, so.
Hey, that's completely fair. But the other thing I guess you need to know is that my stepmom is my dad's fourth wife. Not even his third, it's his fourth wife.
So you're saying, well, they're going to break up anyway?
A long time ago. Like, I don't know how long she's going to be in the picture, which sounds...
Wow.
So you're saying you can't even take their relationship seriously because you're rationalizing right there.
You're putting this guy, you think this guy you've been with on 3 dates, is that important?
Here is
compared to your family?
No.
I think their fourth date's coming up.
Oh.
Yvette, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I think that they're making a big deal out of nothing.
What?
Just go to the stepmom one-on-one and tell her. You know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
This guy's going to be around her dad.
He feels about it, and I don't think that she's kind of sleeping with her stepdad because she slept with the guy before she slept with her husband.
Around
her dad.
Yeah, you don't go to the stepmom. You got to go to your dad.
This is your wife's ex-boyfriend that I'm dating now.
Do you mind if I bring your wife's ex-boyfriend to dinner on this weekend?
As my date, though, it's not like I'm just bringing him there.
I love the fact that regardless of what we're going to say, you're going to do it.
You're going to defend it either way.
Yeah, it'll be fun to talk to you next week.
That's just gross.
When did you say this whole dinner meeting thing is supposed to go down?
It's brunch and it's Sunday at 1.
Yay.
It's what day? Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. So we can follow up with you on Monday or Tuesday next week and find out how this went.
Good luck.
What's your gut telling you to do? Just continue to date the guy?
That's what I want to do, but it's weird. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Glad we could clear things up for you a little bit and make it a little less difficult of a decision.
I'm glad that you came to us to really listen to our advice.
Yeah.
Hey, we will call you next week, though, to find out what you did, okay?
Good luck.
Thanks.
I think.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
That's too icky for me, man.
Jeez.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Melissa Carter knows the most clever and brilliant way.
Brilliant.
That right. Two people were set up.
Yes, and you can do it too.
That has been proven to be successful.
Proven to be successful. Wow. Katie Jo and I were at a party over the weekend. I met a couple that Katie knows for the first time over the weekend. Sweet little couple. Married. Their child 6 months old. Sweet. Aww. You know, beautiful little couple. So as you have a conversation, you inevitably get to the point of saying, well, how did y'all meet? And this is where I think that her sister, the wife's sister, was brilliant, okay? Because she's the one that introduced them, but she did it so deceptively, they didn't even know it, mm-hmm. okay?
So she knew in her heart that these two people would be good together?
The sister knew that there potentially could be something between these two, okay? So her sister actually worked at a bar, okay? Her sister was a bartender at this club. And the sister went in every so often, but there's a guy that was a regular. Now, the bartender and the guy, they never really had interacted, you know, they didn't really know each other. Okay, so there was no, like, initial attraction or initial conversation between the husband and wife at the time that the sister picked up on and then decided to push it forward. What the sister did is that she went to the guy in the bar and said, you see that bartender over there? She's got a crush on you. I just wanted to let you know.
It's a very eighth grade move.
But her sister didn't know she was doing that because the sister didn't have a crush on him.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Nice.
Then the sister went up to her sister at the bar and said, you know that guy's over there? I just want to let you know that he told me that he has this huge crush on you, and I just wanted you to know.
He's vibing on you.
Nice.
And he didn't even know that the sister was even doing that. So both of them, in their minds, thinks the other one has mm-hmm. this huge crush on them. So initially, of course, they're going to go up and, you know, start a conversation because it's an ego boost, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to like the person or not, but at least you're going to give them a conversation. Sure. If they have this huge crush
really
on you.
Great.
Like I said, they just had their first child 6 months ago. Okay. And they're happily married.
So it did work.
Really cute.
They did not find out that she had done this until they were engaged.
No,
once they got engaged and they started having conversations, I guess, reminiscing about it, then they disclosed to the other what the sister said, and they were like, I didn't tell her that. I didn't tell her that I had a crush on you. And he's like, I didn't tell her I had a crush on you. So the sister just, you know, put the situation together and let it happen naturally.
Here's what she did.
Awesome.
This is the brilliant thing about it is that she took away the fear of rejection immediately.
Absolutely.
Because she let them both know that, you know what? It's totally okay. I mean, he's digging on you. She's digging on him.
Yeah.
And so that fear of rejection is gone completely.
That is so smart. And you can't do a typical setup. Typical, like, matchup setups don't usually work. I mean, every once in a while you hear the random story about the blind date that worked. But typically, if your friend sets you up with so-and-so, whatever, it's like an awkward situation. So she got rid of the awkward thing, too.
Very and then by played. Telling both of them, see, mm-hmm. you know, they probably mm-hmm. gave eye contact at the bar. Like you said, they mm-hmm. had confidence because they assumed the other one still had the crush.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
And then when there's eye contact, if you've been told somebody has a crush on you and they're looking at you, you're thinking, oh, well, okay, that's the person's got a crush. I mean, right. I thought it was brilliant.
Well played, more. Melissa Carter's friend. Good morning, Julianne. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and tell you that is the exact same way that my boyfriend and I were hooked up 7 years ago. We actually celebrated our anniversary last night. We had a mutual friend that we were hanging out with, and we had just been friends for years, and he played us. He came up to me the same night, and he was like, gosh, you know, Tanner loves you so much. He's totally into you. Just give him a chance. And I was like, no way. And he had gone to Tanner that same night and said the exact same thing. And it just ended up, we were like,
well, if he likes me that much, I mean, why not give it a chance? We've been together for 7 years.
Yeah, it's a really awesome. Smart way to do it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Totally.
Very
brilliant.
That is brilliant.
But if you're listening right now, you really have to be the initiator to do it. Because right now, if you have somebody tell you, oh, that person has a crush on you, you'd be thinking, really? Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought brilliant move. Anybody can do it.
Smart. Really smart.
I like it.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.